there. This is Jacob, and we're ready to take a walk down Gilead Lane.
Are you going to take him to the festival next weekend?
I might be, Grand Marshal.
I just don't know if I'm really a singer.
Oh, there's a surprise, huh?
Is your hearing okay?
Excellent dinner, Mary. Thank you so much for having me over.
Oh, thank you for coming, Grace.
Even the broccoli was okay, Mommy, since it was under all that cheese.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, Timothy.
I'm glad you came because you brought your lemonade.
Michael.
And because you got to come to church and everything with us.
Well,
I have to tell you, this is one of the best Sundays I've had since moving home to Coleraine. Oh.
Did you have a church like ours when you were in New York, Grace? Or is ours the best church you've ever been to in the whole wide world?
My church in New York was really pretty similar, Haley.
Well, ours is definitely the best one in Coleraine. Way better than the one that Maya Richter goes to. We call that one the Country Club Church.
Haley Morrison, you know better than to talk about a church like that.
I know. Mm-hmm. But, Dad, you know how everybody at that church is. They all just...
Haley.
Sorry.
Well, I thought church was cool today, too, Grace. Especially since we got to have a dog there.
If we ever get a dog, can I take him to church, too?
Timmy, Finn McCool only gets to go in because he's Grace's seeing eye dog and he has a special job to do.
Oh.
There he is.
Well, are you going to take him to the festival next weekend?
Oh, is that next weekend already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to come, Grace. I'm going to try out to sing the national anthem for Field Day, and Dad's going to be the Grand Marshal and everything this year.
All right. Haley, I said I might be Grand Marshal. It's not for sure, really. Will be kind of fun.
Oh,
come on,
that would be wonderful. You know you're the most likely candidate.
Oh, how's that?
With all your experience in the public eye, and after just becoming judge this term, you're a shoo-in.
Yeah, Dad. It's about time that somebody knocked Maya Richter's dad out of there. He does it every single year.
All right, don't be disrespectful, Mikey. Mr. Richter's always done a fine job as Grand Marshal.
But you'll do better, Dad.
Mm-hmm. And you'll get to ride in the parade and everything, won't you?
Well, it does sound a little exciting, doesn't it?
Well, I wish I could be there.
Why can't you, Grace?
I'm afraid I just can't make it, Timmy. So you'll have to tell me all about it, okay?
Okay.
Besides, I think the town would go into shock if I showed up. People had a hard enough time when they met me at church this morning.
You think any of them still think you're crazy?
Mikey?
Probably. Rumors about people don't die as quickly as they're spread.
Well, once people start getting to know you, they'll see, and it'll be fine.
Oh, I'm not worried.
So you shouldn't even worry.
I'm not worried.
I mean, Luke met you today, and he likes you. See, there's nothing to worry about.
Haley, she's not worried.
I'm glad I got to meet Luke. How long have he and Brooke known each other?
Oh, they go back to their diaper years.
Oh, yeah.
He and his twin sister Rebecca grew up with Brooke.
Rebecca? She wasn't at church, was she?
No, she hasn't come in a long time. Neither has Mr. Taylor.
What about their mother?
Well, that's partly why Becca and their dad haven't been coming. Joan Taylor left town about 3 years ago. It was messy. None of them have really gotten over it.
No wonder Luke seems so grown up.
He is grown up. He's a freshman in high school, just like Brooke.
Speaking of Brooke and Luke, where are they? How long could it take them to go get ice cream?
I hope your dad didn't feel like he had to give us the ice cream, Luke. I had money for it.
Brooke, you know my dad. He probably feels guilty for being at the store all the time. And for missing church again.
Why is he even working on a Sunday?
Because work makes him forget real life. Anyway, I'm just glad he didn't make me work, too. It was nice to be at church again. And meet Grace.
So what did you think of her?
I like her, but it was weird, you know? Like, the way she makes you think.
You mean how she seems to make you say stuff you don't even mean to talk about?
I'm glad I'm not the only one who feels that way. She's just pretty cool. I wish Becca could have met her.
Well, it would have been nice to have your dad there, but Becca? I don't think that'll ever happen.
Well, why not?
First off, meeting Grace would mean having to see me and maybe actually spending some time together, and that's not likely.
Brooke, come on. Becca's
no,
just...
don't make excuses for her. Besides, Becca wouldn't even know how to act around Grace.
And what does that mean?
Ever since we started high school, her whole world is based on how people look and what they do and who they are. Grace doesn't care about stuff like that. And that wouldn't make sense to Becca.
Brooke, relax. You're gonna drop the ice cream.
Sorry. I just don't want to talk about Becca anymore.
I know she's changed a lot this year. But you know how she always wants to fit in. Haley's just like her that way.
Can you guys walk any slower?
Yeah! We need ice cream over here!
We're coming!
Oh, man. Hey, Mikey, is Haley okay? She sounds like she's in pain.
Hi, Justin! What about the rain?
No, in pain. I said she sounds like she's in pain. I could hear her singing from the road.
You're bringing home a toad?
Is your hearing okay?
Oh, I had a great day.
Can you even hear Haley singing?
Oh, hold on. Let me take these out.
Earplugs?
Yeah, Haley's been practicing since we got home from school. Be thankful you had Rocket Club. Can't you hear her?
Mikey, I've been trying to... Never mind. Do you really think she's going to try out for the national anthem? I thought she was kidding yesterday.
Me too, but she's been at it for almost an hour now.
Seriously? Maybe we should stop her. She's gonna lose her voice if she keeps that up.
Then why would we stop her?
Mikey.
No, really. I don't want her to embarrass herself.
I know. But maybe she'll get better.
In 4 days?
Stranger things have happened. Ah, do you have another pair of those earplugs?
Becca, hand me that granola display box. Dad wants it right up front.
The booth is 4 feet wide. What difference will up front make? Why do we even have a booth this year?
Because all the local businesses get a booth.
He owns a grocery store. Who wants to come to a grocery store booth?
Come on, can you at least act like you don't hate being here? The festival starts tomorrow and we have a lot left to do.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I thought maybe tonight we'd get a chance to rest. Besides, everyone's getting together tonight, and I wanted to go out.
It's a school night, Becca.
Thanks for the reminder, Luke. Dad doesn't care what night it is.
Well, don't you need to rest or something? Haley said the tryouts for the national anthem are tomorrow night.
I'll be fine. I think Haley's my only competition.
That doesn't mean you shouldn't try. Don't you care about anything anymore, Becca?
What's that supposed to mean?
You're just so wrapped up in
hey,
what everyone...
Luke!
Oh, hi, Brooke.
Are you still coming over tonight?
Yeah, if I get the booth finished up.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Okay, am I invisible?
Huh?
I'm standing right next to you. Why didn't she say hi to me?
Oh, I wonder.
What?
Well, you're one to talk, Bex. You've basically been ignoring her since the first day of school.
I have not.
She's your best friend, and you've been a real jerk to her.
She's your best friend, not mine. It's always been that way.
Oh, give me a break. Are you gonna start that same fight we've been having since we were 5?
Well, it's true.
No, it isn't, and you know it. Bex, you totally ditched her since the day we had orientation. I wouldn't say hi to you either.
Well, then I guess I'm lucky you're stuck with me.
I guess you are. Now grab that bag of granola and let's fill this stand.
Oh, Justin, your cooking's getting better every day. I mean, dinner was great tonight, son.
Thanks, I've been practicing, and Mom helped.
But you did most of it.
Hey, Mikey, come on. You dry, and I'll finish washing these, okay?
Oh, sure.
Great. Well, you guys excited for the festival to get started tomorrow?
Definitely.
Yes.
I guess so. What makes you so enthusiastic?
Haley has trials tomorrow.
Which means she won't have to practice anymore.
All right, boys.
We just don't want her to embarrass herself, Dad. How can you guys let her go through that humiliation?
I don't think it's as bad as all that, Justin.
Have you heard her?
Oh, come on now, boys. Haley will sound sweet up there.
A mother's love.
Listen, I think telling her not to even try would hurt Haley the most. Come on, she'll be fine as long as we're all supporting her.
Oh, we'll be there.
Besides that, are you guys looking forward to the weekend?
Yeah.
It'll be fun. What about you? Are you excited, Dad?
Well, I don't know if excited is the word, but I think it'll be a great experience.
Oh, come on. You're excited. I know I am. Today, Maya kept saying how her dad is such a great Grand Marshal. And if it wasn't for him, the whole festival would be a flop.
Yeah, her sister was the same way. All Tiffany could talk about was their dad and how their family's at the center of everything.
Boys, come on. You know you shouldn't pay any attention to that kind of talk. And anyway, I haven't even heard from the festival committee yet. They haven't technically asked me.
Oh, I have a surprise for everyone. Hmm? Michael, go get your sisters and Timmy. And Justin, will you help me get the dessert out?
Hey, guys, come get dessert!
I wonder if there's ice cream, too.
What's this all about? Is that apple pie, Mary?
Yep. Made your favorite for the special occasion.
Oh, wait, what special occasion?
What's going on?
Yeah, I wanted to get some more practicing in before bedtime.
Well, we got a letter in the mail today, and I saved it for us all to read together.
What letter, Mommy?
Oh, first, Justin, would you and Brooke please serve up the pie?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, come on, Mary, what letter?
This letter from the festival committee.
Ooh, ooh. Cool, Dad. Ooh.
This is it, Dad, the Grand Marshal letter. Read it.
All right, already. Now, let's see here.
Read it out loud, Dad. That's why Mom made you apple pie.
Okay. Dear Judge Morrison, as you know, Coleraine's Fall Festival is upon us once again, and we would be greatly honored if you...
See? I knew it!
Let Dad finish, Mikey.
Greatly honored if you would consider being...
What is it, John?
If you would consider being the driver of the convertible that Tom Richter will be riding in as Grand Marshal. Oh. There's a surprise, huh?
I just can't believe your dad isn't the Grand Marshal this year. It's gotta be rigged or something.
Well, considering that Mrs. Richter heads every committee in this town, I'm not surprised. But that's not even what bothers me. I just felt bad for my dad.
He was kind of excited about it, wasn't he?
Well, he was trying not to be. But if you could have seen his face last night when he read that letter, I don't even like thinking about it.
I'm sure he'll be fine, Brooke.
You're right. Anyway, where's Becca? Shouldn't she be here helping you finish up the booth?
Yeah, well, she's home taking a nap to rest up for tonight. She was out pretty late last night with some kids from school.
Let me guess. Caleb Richter and company?
I don't know, probably.
How can she stand even being around them? Especially Caleb.
Well, they're popular.
Since when did popularity become so important?
I'm sure it'll just take time for...
Time? Time for what? I was her best friend, Luke.
Listen, why don't you give her another chance?
Are you kidding? How many chances can you give a person?
She misses you, Brooke.
Yeah, right.
No, she really does. I can tell, and I bet you anything she'd say yes if you asked her to do something.
Why do I have to be the one to ask her?
She's nervous you won't listen to her. She knows deep down that she hasn't treated you right.
Oh, I don't know, Luke. One minute we're inseparable, and the next she won't even say hi to me if her new friends are around. And what if she says no?
I don't think she'll say no. How about we just ask her to meet up with us after the National Anthem trials tonight? She's up before Haley, so she'll be there. And then we could all go do something.
I don't know.
Well, I do. And here she comes, so let's ask her.
Luke!
Hey, Bax, about time you showed up.
Hey, you get everything done already?
Just about. Couldn't have done it without Brooke, though.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, Becca. So, are you nervous for the tryouts?
Not really. Is Haley nervous?
A little bit. She's been practicing her audition piece nonstop all week.
So, are, you guys gonna be there and everything?
Yeah, the whole family's going.
Yeah, I'm going too. Dad's gonna run the booth tonight. And Brooke and I were gonna go do something afterwards, weren't we?
Yeah. Oh, do you think... I mean, you wouldn't want to do something with us, would you?
Me?
Yeah. Oh, never mind. You'd probably have other plans.
No, I mean, I'd really like to do something. If you still want me to and everything.
Yeah. How about you just find us after you're done trying out? We'll be in the crowd.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna run home. I guess I'll see you later.
You'll be fine, Haley. You definitely know the song.
Yeah, even I know it now. I'm just glad you're all here.
Like we'd miss it. Oh, hey, there's Brooke and Luke.
Where? Brooke!
Hi, Haley. You ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Hey, did Becca go yet?
Yeah, and she was really good.
She's gonna meet up with us here.
Becca's gonna do something with you guys?
You're as surprised as I was.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hi, Brad.
You seen your sister, Luke? A bunch of us were going to get together, and Caleb was asking about Becca.
Well, she should be here any minute.
Here? By you guys?
Yeah. Why is that a big deal?
It's not. I just haven't seen Becca around you much since junior high.
Well, junior high wasn't that long ago, Brad.
Yeah, well, it's just kind of weird. And Caleb will think it's weird if she doesn't come hang out with us.
Well, I guess Caleb will have to get over it. She made plans with us.
Okay, okay. Just tell her we were looking for her, all right?
Yeah, I'll tell her.
Brad Smith is so obnoxious.
Where is Becca anyway? She got done auditioning a while ago.
Yeah, she said she'd be here.
Okay, guys, I better get going. I'm up soon. Where are Mom and Dad?
They're talking to Anna's mom and dad over by the candy store.
Good luck, Haley.
Yeah, break an arm up there.
A leg, Mikey. It's break a leg.
Thank you, Haley. Let's give Haley Morrison a hand for coming up here, folks.
Oh, that was horrible. No, it wasn't, Haley. You did so good, and you didn't even forget the words.
Thanks, Timmy. But you have to say that. You're my brother.
Honey, did you know that you were the youngest person to try out?
I was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have years ahead of you to try again.
I just don't know if I'm really a singer.
You know what, though, Haley? I'm kind of jealous of you.
Why?
I wouldn't have had the guts to get up there and try out like that.
And even if you never really hit the right note...
Michael James!
No, I think he's right, Mom.
Well, even though you weren't on key, you were definitely the best dressed up there.
Really?
Definitely. No one else were all red, white, and blue.
Thanks. Well, I think Becca got it. She was so good.
Yeah, and you're okay with that?
Oh, sure. I'm just glad it's over with. I was getting tired of that song.
Okay. Me too.
Hey, where's Becca? I thought she was supposed to meet you and Luke.
Me too. She's really late.
You want us to wait here with you?
No, that's okay. Are you guys heading home?
Well, we were thinking about heading down to the ice cream stand to get a cone.
Ice cream!
So much!
But it doesn't seem like anyone's really up for that.
Huh? Oh, come on, Dad.
Okay, whoa. You're welcome to join us, Luke.
No thanks. I think I'll just... You know, wait here at Brooke, just in case Becca comes.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know where we'll be if you change your minds, okay?
Hey, what kind of ice cream cone are you guys making?
How much longer do you think we should wait?
I don't know, Brooke. You know how Becca is. Sometimes she just gets sidetracked.
Hey, there she is. I can't believe her.
What? Where?
Right over there, next to Caleb Richter, of all people.
Oh, and there's Brad Smith, too.
And they're leaving. How could she?
Maybe she just forgot.
She didn't forget, Luke. Something better came along. I feel so stupid.
Why?
Brad Smith, that's why. She made plans with us, Brad. I should have known better than to believe her.
Come on, Brooke.
She left with them, Luke. That's it. I'm done with Becca Taylor. If she wants to pal around with her new friends, then let her.
Well, you still want to do something?
No, I'm sorry. I think I just want to go find my family. Hey, Dad, wait up!
Oh, hey. Hi, sweetheart. Oh, where's Luke?
He went home.
Oh. Well, was everything okay? I thought you guys were supposed to meet Becca.
We were. I don't really feel like talking about it yet, okay?
Yeah, oh, sure. But, you all right?
I don't know. I'll be fine. Yeah. Why are you way back here anyway?
Oh, well, I needed to do some thinking, I guess.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Haley just made me think about these last few days, and well, I really admire her right now.
Why?
Well, she just took a big chance and put her pride on the line. And when she didn't get the part, she bounced right back. I mean, look at her up there.
That's Haley, all right.
Yeah. I just wish I was more like her.
The Grand Marshal thing, eh?
You guessed it. Now, I have to admit, I was really counting on it. It made me feel a little foolish that I made such a big deal about it and then I didn't get it.
And to rub salt in the wound, you have to drive Mr. Richter's car.
Isn't that the way it goes? Proverbs 11:2. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom.
And 1812. Before his downfall, a man's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor.
Well.
I was studying pride in the Bible last week, and that was one of my memory verses.
That's a good one to memorize. You know, and to think, Haley could be feeling exactly what I've been feeling these past few days.
What's that?
Humiliation and embarrassment. You know, I was all set to support and encourage her in that disappointment, but she didn't even get there. She even sounded happy for Becca, the girl she lost to. See, that's what I admire.
Well, you know what I think?
No, what's that?
I think that you're a good example to me because you're humble enough to admit all this to your daughter. That's what I think.
Well, thank you, honey. If someone else can learn from my mistakes, too, I guess it's worthwhile.
So, what did we learn here?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Never let pride get in your way. It can shut you off from the people you love. And can make you feel pretty lonely and low. Now, come on. You ready for some ice cream?
I think I could handle a cone.
What are you still doing up?
I just wanted to finish writing in my journal.
All right, but turn the lights out soon. Everyone's asleep, and tomorrow will be packed with the Festival Family Field Day and fireworks.
Okay, good night.
Night. I love you.
Love you too. Where was I? Oh yeah. And I didn't think I'd ever want to give Becca another chance. But talking with Dad made me realize that he's not the only one with pride issues. He said that pride can cut you off from people you love, and it can make you lonely. And he's so right. I miss Becca. And so I felt so stupid that she ditched me for Caleb and Brad and everyone. But that doesn't mean I should ditch her. Jesus said that we should forgive 70 times 7, right? And I'm not going to let my own pride cut me off from someone I love. Lord, please help me to love Becca well and to swallow my own pride when she hurts me. Amen.
Brooke, come on, let's get some sleep, okay?
Yeah, I just finished writing.
Okay. Good night.
Dad?
Yeah, honey.
Thank you.
For what?
Just for being you. And for talking to me.
Anytime. Love you.
Love you too.
Yeah, well, pride sure can sneak up on you. And pride does come before a fall, but it looks like Brooke and Dad caught it in time. Now, I wonder what's going to happen between Brooke and Becca. You'll have to tune in next time to find out. Until then, if you have any questions or if you need any help dealing with your own pride, we have some great resources just for you. Just email us at gilead@cbhministries.org or write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. And when you contact us, be sure to include the call letters of the station you listen to. Pride Comes Before the Fall Festival was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Lee Nordine, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week, down Gilead Lane.